Your Cleveland Cavaliers are in Oklahoma City tonight to take on the Thunder, and we have boots on the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Cavs forward slash enforcer, George Niang, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. George, how the hell are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I can't ask you, okay, how do I ask this without giving away your position? Because I don't think the NBA would like this. I just realized this. Are you staying at the Haunted Hotel?
No. They moved us out of there a couple years ago.
Okay, so I could say the name of the hotel is what, Owen? The Skirvin Hotel? Swervin?
Skirvin.
Skirvin.
The Skirvin.
Did you stay there before?
No, I actually never have, but I've heard some treacherous stories. So,
but it's part of you kind of curious?
Yeah.
Some of you and your teammates maybe want to go there?
Yeah. You into ghosts?
No, not especially when I'm trying to get a good night's sleep before a big game.
I had a friend of mine who played in the NFL, and they stayed at a haunted place. And he said, I swear to God, he said he just talked to the ghost and said, listen, I don't know what happened to you. I feel sympathy for you. I have to go to sleep. Can you please leave me alone? Thank you. And the ghost left. The water was coming on, George. The coat racks were like jiggling around. The TV was coming on and off. Like, it was poltergeist stuff. And he sat up and he goes, listen, I need to get some sleep, please. I understand you're here.
So they were reasonable?
I recognize you. And the ghost was reasonable. Hand to God.
That's what you want out of ghosts, George.
That's what you want. You want a reasonable ghost.
Yeah, honestly, sounds like a respectable ghost. So
need more of them.
I'm saying, yeah, we do need more of them. There we go.
A few bad apples spoil it for everybody.
In the playoffs, in the playoffs here, things are going to get physical. And I asked the question, who do people want as the Cavs enforcer? So many people said you, George. They know you're a tough talker here on this show. Are you ready to carry the mantle and be the enforcer for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Am I ready? That's funny. I think anything that the team is willing to ask me to do, I'm going to do. And if that's but not do what Benedict Mathurin did the other night.
No.
But I think the physicality is part of my game and who I am, and protecting our guys is definitely another thing that I take pride in doing.
Boy, George, it was pretty obvious Ben had lost his cool during that game. He's a very good player. Had a couple of good games against you guys, but three technicals in that game and didn't seem to exactly hit it off with referee Natalie Sago. How important is it for you guys to have good camaraderie, good rapport with the officials, and especially a lot of the new officials in the NBA?
Yeah, I would say that wouldn't be the first thing on my list that I'd be doing was to run up on a referee. I mean, obviously, emotions get the best of you sometimes when you're dialed in an intense game. But I think Kenny has done a great job of kind of reeling us in to be the team that kind of has composure when stuff isn't going your way. And I think that's kind of given us the benefit of the doubt with the whistle this year. Not to say that refs are playing favorites or whatever, but they are human. So if you want to MF a referee and then expect to get a touch foul, pretty unrealistic. So I think we've done a good job at avoiding that.
I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I'll put words in my own mouth. That was one of my criticisms last year before Kenny Atkinson came here. So that's a good thing to hear from you, George. George Yang joining us here on the show. Tone, I got to tell you, when we get ready, well, George, let me throw this by you here. You guys are good, really good. I mean, 34-5 is an outrageous record to have. I feel that if I go looking for problems, I'm looking for problems. Oh, because, you know, if something goes awry in the postseason, well, I told you this, that, and the other would be a problem here. I don't want to do that. And I'm not going to shed any new light. I find
no,
that
Ken, you should. That's what gets listeners. You should throw some stuff out there.
What? No. No.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, if I wasn't in a city I cared about, I would. I'm dead serious. Like if we were in Chicago.
If you're in Pittsburgh or something.
Yeah. And they got a basketball team, I'd be saying some wild stuff right now. But either way.
There we go.
I've said I got to listen to Kenny. I got to listen to his post games. I got to listen to him in the post games when you win. I got to listen to him in the post games, especially when you lose, because then I can say, okay, Kenny talked about this in January after a loss to Indiana. You know, Kenny talked about this whenever. What are some of the things that Kenny is stressing to you guys? It's January. We're not ramping up to the postseason, but what are some of the things that Kenny is stressing to you guys about focusing on to make sure you nip in the bud before the postseason comes around?
I definitely think it's taking care of the basketball, you know, limiting turnovers. You know, we want to win the possession game when it comes down to, you know, these close games or these playoff-like games. Because that's where it comes down to in the playoffs. Like, who had more possessions? Who had more opportunities to score more points? Because no matter how good your defense is, if they have 10 more tries to score the basketball, that could be the difference in winning and losing. And the margin of error in the playoffs is so finite and minimal that you want to control that possession game. I think some have said that, you know, our offensive rebounding numbers have gone up. We've done a better job of taking care of the ball. I think recently against Indiana we didn't, but I think that's something we're definitely trying to hone in on and really focus on.
George Nyang, right now with the Cavaliers, 34-5. So, you guys, one of your five losses you sustained at home against Indy, but then you obviously picked it up, and for a road game, that was impressive. Donovan got off to the great start. What did Coach kind of hit on after the Pacers game? You're not going to win them all, I get that, but was there a coaching point? Was there something you guys wanted to do? Maybe it was handling their pressure. Did he lay out any steps to try to come back and win like you guys were able to?
Yeah, I think it was a point of emphasis, like I just mentioned, taking care of the basketball. Obviously, you know, we were up 15, I think, in the third quarter, and then kind of, you know, let their pressure turn us over, and their turnovers turned to points, and essentially we never really could take a hold of the game once they took the lead. So I think it was a point of emphasis to take care of the ball and continue to play with, you know, that tenacity that, you know, we've always played with. You know, obviously you're fighting complacency. I think Coach said it. We hadn't lost in 5 weeks. So sometimes you, I don't want to say become complacent, but you think, oh, yeah, they're going on their run. Don't worry. We're going to figure a way out and go on our run. But, you know, sometimes you forget that you actually have to make that happen. Hard work and, you know, effort goes into that. So never to say that you need wake-up calls, but I think that was a good wake-up call.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's ready before, you know, this road trip. Obviously, it sucks to lose. And when you're winning so frequently, you do have to fight complacency on your own. You never want a loss to kind of set you back into place. I think that loss did that for us. And now we're focused on, you know, trying to continue to get a little better each day. I think I've said it before, winning in the regular season is awesome. But I think for most of us, we're focused on trying to figure out ways that we can grow and become better, because in Cleveland, the postseason matters.
Don't think people aren't noticing that the bigs on Oklahoma City are trying to dodge the Cavaliers in prime time. They don't want to be embarrassed the way they were inside in the first matchup. Hartenstein, Holmgren, looks like they are not going to go tonight. I imagine you guys, it should be a bloodbath inside for you.
Yeah, I mean, they got a gritty group over there. And I, just from past experience, when, you know, the other team is smaller and not doesn't have as much size up front, I think, you know, it allows for a game to be more physical. So I think a bunch of us are expecting, you know, the game to be a lot more scrappier, more physical, maybe not as many fouls called. So that's a game that we're going to be ready for. I mean, obviously, this is going to be another playoff-like atmosphere, especially down here in Oklahoma, and it's going to be intense, and I think all of our guys are ready for that.
Darius Garland has grown so much, it looks like, from an outsider's perspective here. What steps has he taken in his growth, and do you believe he's ready to lead on the big stage, sharing it with Donovan Mitchell?
You know, I think Darius is a unique piece, right? He's a point guard that can ultimately get us into all our actions that we need. He's a wizard with the basketball, and he can really score along with pass. Like you said about his growth, I think obviously the leadership that he's taken with, you know, showing up every day and continuing to be someone that we can ultimately count on. And I think that's with his habits and with his work ethic. Not to say that there's been a drastic change, but the kid's going to ultimately be successful because he puts in the work. I don't know if anybody sees that more than, you know, our guys on our staff and our team, is that he has those daily habits that make players great. He's in there every day lifting, getting extra shots at night. And I think that's why you've seen the consistency that you've seen from him, which ultimately I think make him an all-star. I know, you know, on our team, we have a lot of depth, and those, you know, top-tier guys on our team have to sacrifice minutes so that, you know, everybody can essentially play, and they don't have to play heavy minutes. But I do think at some point, you know, he needs to be looked at as the best point guard in the East right now, which is makes him an all-star, because I think rewarding winning and being able to play with alongside other all-stars is even more impressive than just going out there and being the middle of the pack team and scoring points and gaining stats.
George Deng with us on the hotline right now. So we played a clip earlier in the show. The commissioner of the NBA went on national radio and bemoaned the issues right now in the league with style of play and with three-point shooting, yet kind of feels like in Cleveland that's not an issue. You guys are taking a lot of threes, I think fifth most in the league, but your percentage, it's the economy at which you guys are doing it that has been so impressive. When you hear the commissioner talking about that, are you like, what's the issue? What, we're not allowed to play basketball the way we're playing, excite the fans, entertain the way you are, and also win every game?
Yeah, I kind of have to be careful how I talk about my boss, right, Lima? You know what I mean? So
we say unspeakable things about Keith Britton on the air.
Yeah. I think it's – I don't want to say it's a little out there, but, yeah, are there teams out there that probably shouldn't be taking this many threes or kind
Charlotte.
Of buying
in? Charlotte. You can say Charlotte. You can say LaMelo Ball by name. You can say it.
Yeah. Buying into that system. But that has nothing to do with me. I know the product that we put out there and the team that I'm on is enjoyable to watch, and we do things the right way. And I was always told, you know, to stay in my lane, because when you try and worry about what other people are doing and get out of your lane, that's how you get hit by a Mack truck. So I'm happy to know that the Cavaliers, you know, play the right way. And if anybody wants to know how we play, I'll send you the handbook, and you can start, you know, trying to make your team do the same things. I think how we, you know, manipulate, you know, the 3-point line and allow guys to extend their defense to come out and guard us and then take advantage of it, you know, with layups or attacking the rim. We have a pretty healthy dose of both, but I also think shooting 3-pointers and taking layups and dunks has been efficient for us. That doesn't mean that we don't play in the mid-range game or shoot mid-range shots. We try and take an efficient shot every time we're down there. And it's unfortunate that because of other teams, like you guys had said, that we get looped into the mold of, you know, the NBA shooting too many threes. Well, we're shooting a lot of them and we're making a lot of them. So unless we start, you know, missing them, we're going to keep shooting them.
George, SGA, you're going up against tonight. He's one of the most consistent players over the last 3 years in the league. He is so tricky. He's slippery. He has that off-arm thing that, well, if they wanted to start calling that a foul, it would really damage his game. How difficult is it to really neutralize him? Because he's got basically all the Kobe moves in his game, and he just seems to be doing it every single night out.
Yeah, no, he's a special talent, right? And, you know that, you know, he's going to go out there and draw a lot of attention, whether if it's from us, you know, or the referees. He does a good job of being able to get to the free throw line, if you call that a skill or whatever. But he also is super skilled at getting to his spots, rising up and making shots. So I think for us is you want to make things difficult for him, make it tough for him to go out there and score points for his team and be effective. I think the more you can wear him down, the better off we'll be, especially the fact that, you know, they're lacking some size. So you definitely want to make him work on both ends.
George Niang on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Have a great game tonight. Have a great trip up north to Minnesota. And we'll see you here on Monday. Well,
Send me a jacket. My goodness, like -1.
I saw Steph Curry walking into the building, and no offense to the fine people in Minnesota, he looked miserable. He looked like he was freezing his baguettes off.
Oh, it. Well, we got to focus on this one, Ken. Yeah. So let's focus on Oklahoma City. It's sunny out here. I'm feeling great vibes. So we'll focus on that before I get drenched with snow in Minnesota.
Hey, much better over here. All right, George, thank you very much for the time, buddy. All the best.
Appreciate you guys.
George Niang on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm dead serious. They showed him walking in during the Knicks game last night. I go, oh, gosh, he's freezing his ass off.